Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack will be traveling to three different countries in the near future with a goal of improving trade relations with Cuba, Chile, and Peru. The trips come as the administration is working to expand trade with all three nations through the ending of a trade embargo with Cuba and the ratification of the Trans-Pacific Partnership in the case of Peru and Chile. Vilsack makes no bones about what he thinks the Cuban market could do for U.S. ag exports.
It's a market that we should dominate. It's a market that's only 90 miles off our shore. And there is a hunger and a willingness down in Cuba for greater connection with American agriculture. The unfortunate part is that we are currently prohibited from using our export assistance programs at USDA to create the relationships, to develop the opportunity so when the embargo is lifted, we're in a position to take full advantage of it.
Vilsack will be traveling with President Barack Obama and other members of his cabinet on what is billed as a historic trip to the island nation. It's the first by a sitting U.S. president since the 1920s. Vilsack has also been pushing for a USDA presence in the island nation.
Our hope is obviously that the president's visit spurs Congress to take a look and rethink the wisdom of an embargo that over the last 60 years has not worked particularly well.
Vilsack's trip to Chile and Peru will involve more than 40 other ag stakeholders and will have a heavy focus on biofuels.
And I'm optimistic that we'll be able to continue to see expanded export opportunities, not just for our biofuels that we're producing more of and using more of here in the U.S., but now selling it to the rest of the world. We have the second best export year in the history of the country for biofuels.
Vilsack's trip to Peru and Chile is this week, and his trip to Cuba will occur later this month. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.